The topic that I chose to speak about is the mitzvah of honoring an older sibling and its relationship to honoring a parent. Of course, the shir is dedicated to Mishmas and Mother, Rav Shalom. Yudit Rezul Bata Eliezer VeEsther. The question I want to analyze is whether or not the mitzvah to honor an older sibling is an independent mitzvah, or is it really just part and parcel of the mitzvah of honoring a parent? Why would it be part of the mitzvah to honor a parent? Presumably, parents want their kids to get along, and if we assume B, doing what your parents want is part of the mitzvah of kibbutz aim, you know, your parents want you to wear a sweater because it's cold outside. That's a debate. Is that really indeed part of the mitzvah of kibbutz aim? Maybe that's your own business. But if we assume that you know, fulfilling your parents' desires, even if it's not directly connected to them, you're not bringing them a glass of water, you're wearing a sweater on a cold day. Let's assume that it is part of the mitzvah of kibbutz aim. So we make those both those assumptions. A, your parents want kids to get along, and the best way to get along is to have a clear hierarchy, that, you know, you honor the elder sibling. And B, doing what your parents, you know, want is part of the mitzvah of kibbutz aim, so maybe it's really part of the mitzvah of kibbutz aim. Alternatively, it's possible there's an independent mitzvah of honoring an older sibling. Why would one be obligated to honor an older sibling? Ideas? Thoughts?
They help them out, maybe?
They help the parents out?
They help the kids.
They help the kids out. They're kind of, by helping them out, many used to be that, you know, unfortunately, if there was a tragedy, so the older sibling would have to, you know, spend a few years working until the younger kids, you know, were settled. Even today, that sometimes happens, unfortunately. So it's possible that the child, the older child, or the older son, let's say, is like a mini parent. So that's what the Mei Sha'arim suggests. There are a number of books called Mei Sha'arim in the course of history. This is the Mei Sha'arim by a Greek Akron, the 17th century. Early, I mean, Rishon Akron, you know, kind of Beit Yosef. Perush, Akron, clearly an Akron. Perush Shetzarech. Ah, Hakat in the first source. L'chavir achiv agadol l'hadrosh harei gamu dome b'ktsas l'avosav. The older brother is like, somewhat like a parent. V'sheini hulohem b'madregatam. He's second to them in his status. So maybe the older sibling, the older brother, is a mini parent, and therefore there's a mitzvah to honor an older brother. And the Ramban sounds like this also. The Ramban of Breishis. Look at verse number 2. When Yaakov honored his brother Esav, why did Yaakov, you know, deal with such respect to Esav? So obviously he was afraid of him. But more than that, says the Ramban, the minhag was that the younger sibling honored the bechor. The Ramban makes reference to the halacha of honoring an older brother. The minhag was to honor an older sibling. So one understanding of the halacha of kibud ach gadol is that it's really a kiyum of kibud av em. Really, it's just part and parcel of the regular mitzvah. The parents want you to honor they want the children to get along, and this is a clear way that people can get along. So there's a mitzvah to honor an older brother, maybe just part of the regular mitzvah of kibud av em. Alternatively, it might be a independent halacha, it might be a din atzmai, that the older brother is like a mini parent, and therefore there's a mitzvah to honor an older brother. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. But first, is the makor of this halacha. How do you know you have to honor an older brother? So we're familiar probably with, certainly the older brothers are familiar with this source. The Gemara of Tzuvah says, Kuf Gimel, Men Aleph, verse number 3, Tani Kavei Zavicha V'Esimecha, honor your parents. Es Zavicha Zu Eshe Zavicha, to honor your father's wife. If a parent's mother died, the father got remarried, there's a mitzvah to honor the stepmother. Esimecha Zu Baal Imcha, you have a stepfather, a stepmother, there's a mitzvah to honor them. Vav, V'es, what's the Vav? Vav Yaseira L'Rabba Zachicha HaGadol, there's a mitzvah to honor an older brother. So, It's interesting that the mitzvah to honor older brothers learned from what pasuk? The mitzvah of honoring a parent. So what does that teach me? It can teach you one of two things. Either it teaches me it's part of the same mitzvah, but at the same time, it's not part of the same mitzvah. There's a separate drasha. So maybe the drasha is teaching me that what? It's a parallel mitzvah. The older sibling is like a mini parent, but it's not that it's part of, because if it was really part of it, you wouldn't need a drasha, presumably, unless, you know, you needed to teach me that idea. So, it's hard to medayik from the makor. What's more interesting, though, is that the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot is a different gears to this Gemara. The Gemara we have says the Vav is teaching me this halacha. Vav yaseiro the rabba sechicha gadol. Look at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, verse number 4, Amr Chacham, you quote the Gemara Ksubis, Es avicha the rabba sechicha gadol. Where does the Rambam learn the halacha of honoring older brother? Not from the Vav, but from the Es. So here too, it's a bit subtle, but I thought maybe you can medayik. If it's a vav is what? It's a chiv. It's like a rib. Maybe it's like it's included in. I mean, you probably argue with this, but it's a subtle point. I was arguing that the vav means it's really part and parcel of the parent. The parent and the vav, they're also included in the mitzvah of the parent. Whereas if it's es, maybe it's a more independent halacha. Maybe the child is like a mini parent. Again, it's very subtle tiyuk, but that's just the best I could do, with the makor, as I mentioned, it's really quite ambiguous. The Ramban seems to indicate this a little bit. If you look at verse number 5.
Is the F the first step or the second? And is there not
Kavina? I assume that we're darshaning the pasuk in order. So, Kabet Esavicha. Esavicha is Esavicha. Ve'esimecha. I mean, in the Ram we don't know. In the Ram we don't know. I'm not sure how the Ram learns other halachas.
Yeah, but we are finished.
Okay. I wanted to pull to the point. I mean, again, the Gemara in Tzachim. Sorry.
Which was the first one, the Gemara or the
Rambam? The Ram. Which one's the Ram? Esavicha. Before is the Ram. The first one. Right. Yeah, Ekanam. You're right. Before is. Thank you.
And above is only one above by the second one.
Right. I just want to bolster the point a little bit. There's a Gemara in Pesachim we're probably familiar with, at the Shem Al-Shech Atira, so Shimon Amusi was darshan every S in the Torah. He came to this Pasuk, he said, how can I darshan at the Shem Al-Shech Atira, how can I bishtatev shum davar ima kashbaruch? Ajabar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, Es Hashem Al-Shech Atira, the Talmud Chacham. So here the word S is including the mitzvah to honor Talmud Chacham, presumably an independent mitzvah. And so I think the word S might be more independent than the Vav. That's kind of where I was coming from. Although, like I admit, it's subtle. Yeah.
I think the S means with, as in Batisah, Batir, Eyu, S Hayelet, right?
Okay.
Like Moshe. On the screen with Moshe, right?
Yeah.
So here also, S Avicha, he's saying you have to honor he who is with your father, like an adjunct to your father, namely your older brother. So basically, the Rambam is changing it to say that it's not independent. This is like, your older brother should be seen as sort of
okay. I said it before, I think that it could go both ways. There's not much to do. The first place to look is the makor. It's quite ambiguous. But I think that it's worth analyzing, and I did that briefly, and I hear your time. The next half of it is a little mukra, the question of minyan mitzvahs. We know the Rishonim counted the 630 mitzvahs, and nobody counted this mitzvah honoring an older brother in their count, but they Rishonim deal with why it's not included in the count. So the Rambam assumes that it's not included because it's only drabbanan. Just because we learn from a drasha doesn't mean it's daraisa. The Gemara doesn't say it's a drasha daraisa. It could be a drasha drabbanan, and we're not going to include mitzvahs drabbanan in our minyan hamitzvahs. And he attacks the Bahag who does count drashas. The Rambam says we shouldn't count drashas because many drashas only drabbanan unless the drasha explicitly states that it's a daraisa din. Number six, if the Bahag is right, you should count everything learned from a drasha. There's a riboy, so the Ram says it's only drabbanan. That's why it's not counted. But there are Rishonim who assume it's deraisa, like the Bahag, and they didn't count it. So why didn't they count it? So the Ramban says for the Bahag, verse number 7, v'lachicha gadol im chashvo harishonim she'ein hamitzvah kein. Ella bechai ha'avos, if he shehu gnai lahem shizvazu kol aseim, heim itzarim b'ze harbe, umina kol anoshim liyaser b'neim lino kovod b'gidoleim. The Ramban explains for the Bahag, the reason he didn't count the mitzvah to honor an older brother in the minyan mitzvah is because it's included in another mitzvah. Which mitzvah is it included in? It's a mitzvah, it's included in the mitzvah of honoring a parent, because every parent wants their kids to get along, and the best way to get along is to have this hierarchy where the older brother is in charge, and that way keeps things, you know, running smoothly in the family. So, essentially, here we started with two nafkaminas, the question of makar. Again, you can take issue with this, as well as you did. I was timing that if it's learned from a vav, maybe it's a part of kibbutz aim, it's learned from et, it might be an independent halacha, just like the mitzvah of yirat Talmud Yechachami is independent from Yirat Hashem, learned from the Et. The second nafkamina, which is a little more cross, is the question of minyan hamitzvahs, why wasn't it counted? So maybe it's not counted because it's part of Kibbutz Aim, right? It's Pashut. Pashut is not counted. We count one mitzvah of honoring parents, and including that mitzvah to honor the older sibling, that's the Ratzon HaHorid. That's what the parents want. If it's an independent mitzvah, you have to explain that maybe it's only Drabonah. Like the round time, it's not counted, it's not from a drasha, it's only Rabbanan, and that's why it doesn't appear in the minyan hamitzvah. The Ramban here, if you look carefully, I just read it, he speaks about the question of honoring an older brother when the parents are alive. I'll read it again, source number 7. Akechah gadol, your older sibling, im chashvah rishonim she'en mitzvah kein elo b'chaya avos. Says the Ramban, the mitzvah to honor an older sibling is only when the parents are alive. Once the parents die, the kids can argue, they can fight about the inheritance, but I don't have anyone. No, just kidding. There's no mitzvah to honor an older sibling once the parents die. That is, in fact, the debate in the Rishonim. So if you look at source number 8, the Kitzur Piskei Arosh implies that's the case as well. Chayev Adam L'chabit Eishes Aviv, to honor a stepfather, Ubar Yimo, a stepmother, and an older brother. When do you have to honor an older brother? When your parents are alive. Once the parents pass on, there's no mitzvah to honor an older sibling. That's not explicit in the Gemara at all. And the Rambam sounds like that's not the case. And the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, is brought here, quotes the halacha that you have to honor an older sibling even after the parents die. Says the Chidah, Birkei Yosef, verse number 9, Yidirei kulam yira devikavar as ein chiluk, fa'af achri mosa aveim chayv l'chadu. You have to honor an older sibling even after the parents pass on. So the Minchas Chinuch here, in source number 10, is tolis on the Chakira. How, before we read it, you tell me, how is this tolis on the Chakira? Fa'achar misas ahorim. Is there a mitzvah to honor an older brother? If the mitzvah is an independent mitzvah, the older brother is like a mini parent. Should it make a difference if the parents are alive or not? No. So the lechara is your chayav. Whereas if you say it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of kibbutz av eim, there is a concept of kibbutz av eim lachar mitzvah, but it's very limited. Saying kaddish, it's, you know, learning the ilul mishmasam, what we're doing now, but it's much more limited. Presumably, it wouldn't, you know, include things. Let's say your parents, you know, tell you to wear a coat on a cold day. So when they're alive, it could be, according to some Rishonim, you have to wear a coat. Once they're not here, there's no chiyuv to wear a coat. That's clear. So honoring older brother might be like that. It could be ein chiyuv. You know, while they're alive, you want to keep peace in the family. I mean, peace is independent value. I'm a big fan of peace. I'm just saying it's not, you know, a part and parcel of the mitzvah of eim, but they're no longer here to benefit from that, you know, feeling of, you know, love and, yeah.
But the step parents in the Gemara talk about etzavicha and etzavicha.
It's clear. That's the portion of the Gemara. Once the parent dies, there's no mitzvah to honor the step parents. Again, you have to be a mensch. But in terms of the specific mitzvah of kibbutz aim, that's limited to when the parent is alive. So the step parent is toppled to the parents.
You never be very good at it. And then the parent dies with the above of the brother also. The
right, it's all connected. You're pointing out that the drushas are, you know, found in the same line. So in Ksuba, so maybe they're all totally b'chaye ha'af. Right. Another nafkamina, very practical nafkamina, mechila. We know the Gemara tells us explicitly in the Constitution that a parent not being molten on their cover. That's why when parents walk into the room in our day and age, most people don't stand up. Why not? Because the parents are molten. That's a pretty unwritten, you know, assumption. But in our society, at least, it's very accepted that parent kids don't. If you want me to change that, let me know. So the question is, can the parents be molten on the cover you owe your older brother? You have an older sibling, older brother. You have to honor your older brother. Now the parent says, you know, it's okay. I'm older. That mechila works. So, mechila. Mechila ha-harib. Because the parents be mochel on the cover, you owe your older brother. If the mitzvah is part and parcel of the mitzvah of aim, then certainly the mechila should work. Mechila is mo'ila. Whereas if it's an independent mitzvah, that the older brother is like a mini parent, who has to be mochel?
The brother.
The mechila of harim eina mo'ila. The mechila of the parents don't work. You have to have mechila from, you know, the older brother himself. Moving on to the next side of the page, a couple other nachaminas. There is a question in the Achronim, what are the parameters of the mitzvah include? Meaning, you have an older, the oldest brother, and then you have older brothers. So is there a mitzvah to honor only the oldest brother, or even an older brother? Meaning, let's say you have three kids, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Reuben's the Bechor, so everybody honors Reuben. What about Shimon? Does Levi have any obligation to honor Shimon, the second child in the family? So if you look here in the Halachas Katanos, he was a Moroccan Mefarish, made Aliyah, I think in the 16th century. Halachas Katanos argues, source number 14, Yisabra, the Gadol Ha'akim, Shenichnas, and Koma Av, Hu Av L'Kulam. It's only the oldest brother. Why the oldest brother? Because the oldest brother takes the responsibility of the parents when they're no longer here. And therefore, there's only a mitzvah to honor Reuven, not Shimon. Levi has an obligation to honor his older brother, only the oldest brother, Reuven. Whereas the source of Mima, source number 15, argues, Nira Pasha, if he thinks it's obvious, the Lorak Akif HaYoser Gadol, Mechoyev Bekavah, not only the oldest brother, and Lebechlau, Lechol Achim Gadol, you have to honor all the older brothers. Nira Raiyelzeh, Mashakosav, Parash, Medesh Rab, Parash, Seichi, the Pasuk Shimon and Levi Achim, the Yisachar of Zvulun, Lahayu Medabim, Pnei Achim Gadolin. Shimon and Levi were older than Yisachar and Zvulun, and Yisachar and Zvulun didn't want to, you know, speak in front of them, argue with them, you can't cover. And with Warasham, the Kaya, Kola Achim, Agadolin, Mehem. So he brings the right from a Medrash, there's a mitzvah to honor every older sibling, not only the oldest sibling. We have a question here put on the board. Achim, Gadolin, but not, or only the Bechor. Again, you could argue that it's a question of Bechor per se. The Bechor has a unique status. And there are some indications that the Bechor, you know, let's say you have a family, like in my family, my daughter Haliyah is the Bechorah, there is no Bechor. So is there a mitzvah on to honor, we'll talk about girls in a second, but if you assume girls are out of the picture, does Matanel get the, you know, the status? Or he's not a Bechor. If not a Bechor, there is an older brother. So there's no older brother in my family, and that's it. You know, so that's also an interesting question, you know, from the Ramban, source number 2, he speaks about latet ma'ala v'kavod el ha-bechor kilu achis, to the bechor. Other sources indicate that it's the older brother, even if he's the third kid, there are two girls above him, the older brother has a new status. Again, interesting question, but either way, let's assume, we want to analyze that question right now, I want to analyze the question of, you know, the oldest brother or any older brother. The Shimon, this lady has to honor Shimon or only Reuben. So here there's a debate between the Achronim. The Halachas Tana says only the oldest brother, and the Tzaddikim says he's a Pasha, you have to honor anybody older. So if you assume the mitzvah, will you tell me? If it's a mitzvah that's really part of Kibbutz Ein, because your parents want there to be peace in the family, then what? You could argue, pardon? All of them. It's a clear hierarchy. Everybody honors the older, you know, sibling, and then everything runs smoothly. So possibly, you'd be chayav even for called half-father. Whereas if you say it's a question of, you know, mini parents, who's the mini parents in the family? So either the Bechor himself or at least the oldest brother. Rak, Hagadol. Hagadol, hey, yeah, the older brother.
Right. It really sounds like the only uniqueness of the oldest brother Dafka is that he sort of takes over the father's responsibilities at the father ages. In terms of many parents, look, you know, what the young kid, you know, he's got lots of older brothers. How is, you know, the oldest any different from the one that's only 5 years older or 4 years older?
But I think I'm agreeing with you.
No, I mean, I would say if it's an independent thing, it should make a difference.
which brother, as long as it's called the brother. If it's called the father, then...
I'm arguing independent means it's called the father, meaning... I don't think you were here when I started, but I said initially that the part of aim, you can formulate it in different ways, but I'm arguing that the parents want the kids to get along, and therefore they want to have a clear hierarchy in their family. And there's a mitzvah to honor the parents' will. So if you assume A, they want to get along, and B, there's a mitzvah to honor their will, and then you have to honor the older siblings. And if you formulate it that way, I think it does fit, but I hear that. Another question, I don't think I have here now, but the question of honoring older sisters. It's limited to an older brother, what about an older sister? So here's the debate in the Achronis. In the Shut, Shmuz Yaakov, verse number 16, he was asked this question. One obligated to honor an older sister. Inami, the Huadim Achoso, is that true also for an older sister? Shuva, what's the answer? Liyadati ech ala al daitcha lahosiv al mitzvah deraisa vidrabanan. The Gemara says an older brother. We have no source for an older sister. Davish lahuska kal, lobashas, loboskin, region of Akron. Nobody mentions it. It's only a mitzvah to honor an older brother. But the Torah Tanima here too argues. He quotes the Shus Yaakov, verse number 17. Shus Yaakov, Kosav, the Lachosav Dola, in Ach, Sayyid, Lachuyav, Lachabi, he quotes what I just said. You have to say, Deacheret, of course you have to have Deacheret, and all that. Shaldavish, maybe Shagolomenim. Yesh Mahayazam, the Avodazara, he quotes Rayas from Gemaras that indicate that one is obligated to honor an older sister as well. So we have a debate here in Akronim, is one obligated to honor an older sister like an older brother? So here too, you could argue that it's telling the chakira. If it's the whole function of the parents, rutzon of the parents, part of the mitzvah of aim, the parents want everybody to get along. The best way to get along is how? To have a clear hierarchy. So presumably, I think, there would be a mitzvah to honor an older sister as well. Whereas, if it's a function, again, things might have changed, you know. Pardon?
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
I don't think it used to be. Do you think it used to be that the older sister wouldn't help out of the house, and only now the older sister...
Helping out of the house doesn't necessarily, you know, put bread on the table. I think going out to work is what puts bread on the table, and, you know, there's nothing to put on the table if it don't work. People were poor. And traditionally, again, things might have changed somewhat, but even today, unfortunately, you know, what women make in the workforce is not, it should be, but it's not, you know, what men make in the workforce. So therefore, for the many parents, maybe it says ach gadol, and maybe it's only ach below ach gadol. Okay. Yeah.
And it should be a mini mother, though, in terms of taking care of.
Oh, so Mozi's saying it should be a mini mother. Because, like Adima was saying, that...
I don't know if it should affect me, okay. But the first articulation of this whole side didn't say anything about finances.
I agree. I mean, I'm talking to older sisters here, so I don't know if you're... But,
not to open it up too far, but the Torah and Erechin about reading the Megillah by a woman.
Right.
And another 20 examples of where women have swara. If that's part of this question, because the way you're talking about it, you're taking it is the view from the family. What if the society sees equality or a greater
economy, things might have changed, and it's a broader question, you know, how you look at the family structure versus society. But I admit that in this case, I think I am mistake. Josh?
According to Torah Tumimah, why do you need a separate Josh for Aishas Avicha and Bali Nathan?
What do you mean?
It's just obvious that Staram means both, so then you should need a separate Josh for
Interesting.
Maybe
right, because if Ach means also a code, so why doesn't Aishas Avicha mean also Aishas Nasa? The only thing I would argue... Because it says an older brother, and that includes older sister. That's what I'm to assume.
Yeah.
So it says there's two separate drushes. One to honor a stepmother, or one to honor a stepfather. Because you say stepfather, and stepmother is included.
Father and mother. Siblings, there's no keyword for siblings. Older brother
means older. Look at
public building.
It was Achan Achot. They could have two drushes. George is saying they don't have two drushes for Achan Achot. It's one drusha. The only thing I would argue is that maybe in those days, if a woman got married to a man, she became like part of the man's, you know, and she might have left her shaykh as
her
own.
Well,
that's the question. Did the man come to live with her, or did she go to live, you know, with the man? And maybe in terms of that, it might have had a havmina that they're left.
Look at this in a broader communal conception.
My father, the sociologist, has no. I think you're right. You know, there's in economy. I think that these are questions that touch on, you know, anthropology, and they touch on sociology, and I don't have the kalim to answer those questions, but in economy, yeah, yeah.
Question on the with Yaakov, how he would have wanted Gemara to say the drasha. how do you say sibling in Hebrew?
I don't think there is a word for sibling. It could have been two drushas. You're.
I'm going out of memory. I'm saying the Gemara is completely ambiguous.
Right.
Like, arguably.
Right, so you don't think the Shizaka was such a good time?
It's ambiguous. And you're saying,
right.
How can you add on to money? That was the question. Like,
right, but he's looking at the Rishonim, and he's looking at the Farshim, and nobody says Achot, so he says, nobody says it. Why
is it?
You say it's not necessary to say it's obvious. Ach means siblings. It means both brothers and sisters. Him and her. But it wasn't written. When the Gemara says Ach, it means brothers and sisters. And that's what it means. Nobody has to say it.
If anything,
I
don't exclude them when they say so.
Right.
Exclude the women when they want to exclude the women.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure they can't that way also.
Right. It all touches on Josh's point, because it's both Eishes Avicha and, you know, Baal Inecha.
There's a precedent of
having
Eshavicha
at any
moment, so I feel like
building
off of that is...
Okay. Good,
Horace.
Thank you.
I mean, going back to what I said earlier about Et meaning with, the Gemara is very clear. Eshavicha, that was with your father. His wife. Eshavicha, that was with your mother, her husband. And then the Vav is always like, no, that's already much more, you know, unclear what exactly is meant to include. So, you know, this question of the Achos Gadol, it goes back to the ambiguity of the drush of Achim Gadol, as opposed to the drushes of Baal Gimelech and Eshna Bichu, which are very clear, coming from S, meaning with.
I hear that.
Is there a similar drush about Yira? Or do we have that might be someone in this question also. Is it
that's an excellent question. Is that written to fear your older brother? I think in the sense of some yes. But what do you find?
Might be following this question. If it's part of Kibbutz Av Aim, so then you might assume that Yira is following the same office. Whereas it's an independent drasha, so then it might be connected to.
Unless you have another drasha by Yira. Okay. Another Nafkamina. Thank you.
Why can't we use the
drasha
I forgot to do with the work? Kavedet et avi shavet imecha avi imo avi kirao.
Right. If we had a drush like that, but I'm not aware of a Gemara that starts that way. Meaning,
there is such a Gemara.
Did it include Achicha Gadol?
I can't remember where it is. But that's not the issue. The issue is, as long as Avi and Imo are more or less equal, why then can't brothers and sisters, siblings, be more or less equal?
Right.
That's the shot.
That's
we know they inherit differently, right?
Yeah.
They inherit differently. Inherit differently. Inherit. The Bechor gets a double portion of the inheritance. We know there's already a precedent for being a difference of the boy and a girl.
Excuse me, the notes are not cut.
If there are no boys, but there are boys, the girls will be any.
There's a precedent why boys are different at all.
If there's a boy, we're having a discussion.
And so it's interesting what Monty was saying, that if your whole limud comes from the above, that inherent ambiguity lines up for you with then the star of the which is gender neutral, whereas perhaps if it comes from the et, which is more gendered, the et, then it splits up in that.
Why is it more gendered?
What Monty was just saying was that you have an et,
oh,
with,
the with, right.
When you have the et, that there you learn out the same,
right.
The
Aisha,
but the above.
More gender neutral. I hear. Okay, let's continue. I know people are already getting ready for the barbecues. It's getting hot, you know. The Achronim debate, what's included? The hakeif. What is included in this mitzvah? We know for a parent, it's a very broad there's a very broad commandment of Kibbutz A. Which is, you know, what's included for a parent, for an older brother. For example, you can't call your parents by the first name. The question is, there's Yira, there's Kavod. Can you call your brother by his own by his private name? Of course, meaning, you know, Mr., you know. So the question is, what's exactly the scope of this halacha? So if you look at the Rambam, source number 18, the Divrei Sofrim, Shehiya Adam, Chai, the Kavod, Akiv, Hagadol, Ki Kavod Aviv. You have to honor your brother like your parents. It seems to be pushing into the direction of having a very broad scope of kavod. And the Mishnah Chinuch argues that really the only exception is the question of calling him by his first name. Really, you have to honor him totally like a parent. You know, you have to help him get dressed. If he's older, you have to, you know, really take care of all his needs. The only thing is you can call him by his first name. That's a very broad, definition. Whereas the Birkei Yosef, the Chidon, source number 20, argues that it's much more limited. You don't honor him in every respect that you honor a parent, but much more limited. So here's how it's connected. If the reason you honor your older brother is because your parents want to have peace in the family, then you may argue that the scope of this mitzvah is what? Limited or expanded? Our reason is limited. Your parents want there to be a hierarchy of, you know, again, you might be calling it what the parents want, but at a certain point, it's not, you know, it's not valid for them to want that. So you might say it's mukbal, it's more limited. Whereas if you say that the older brother is like a mini parent, then you might could argue potentially that it's more and more chav. Again, it wouldn't include the prohibition of calling your parent by his name. You can call your brother by his name, but it might be more expansive, like the shita of the Mishnah Chinuch is like in the Rambam. Just very briefly, yeah.
Connect
with the Rambam's Raya for the older sister.
Right.
In the
seventh time,
I think
he could maybe there would be another Raya, but the Raya
gives
him to be one of
these
peacemaker Raya.
A real couple. It's
just
more a question of getting along and having, you know.
Right.
Enough. Thank you. Just briefly, two more nafkaminas. There is a question, if a person has to honor a parent as a rosh, person's father is an act murderer. Is there a mitzvah to honor the parent? Or, you know, more relevant example, if a person's parents abused them. So there's a big machlokas in Achronim, how to deal with parents who are abusers. Is there a mitzvah on the children to honor their parents? If they did tshuva, then it's obvious there's a mitzvah, but unfortunately, sometimes they don't do tshuva. And the question becomes, is there a mitzvah to honor the parents? This is machlokas Rishonim, the machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. If you look at verse number 21, mom's there, an illegitimate child whose parents had an affair, chayav v'chavod aviv v'umaraso. The Rambam passes, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that you have to honor a parent with a rasha, even if the child came forth from a forbidden relationship, you still have to honor your parents. Afilo hay aviv rasha o ba'averos, v'chavdo v'yisera imenu. But the Ramah argues, Vish Omrim, Inu Mechoyi Bechavi of Rasha, Elim Kenat the Tshuva. The Ramah paskins that one isn't obligated to honor a parent who is a Rasha unless they did Tshuva. And like I said, this is a lot of halacha, lemaisa ramifications for children of abusers. If they're Sephardi, they have less leeway. But Ashkenazim, if you assume the parent is a Rasha, there could be no Kiyav of Kiyav of Ein in that circumstance. But what's interesting is that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that you have to honor a parent who's a Rasha, when it comes to an older brother who's a Rasha, the Shulchan Aruch passes l'kula. Says the Shulchan Aruch, verse number 22, Ach gadol shechirev v'biza achiv shutam l'chacham. He has an older brother who insulted and cursed his younger brother who's tam l'chacham. The katan amen b'shanim, v'nida katan agadol, the younger one put him in chayrim, yafa asa shenidu, v'kevesh ena nosa panim l'tara, ena osa maisa amcha, v'ena chayev l'chavdo. So the Shulchan Aruch passes on the one hand that you are obligated to honor a parent of the Rasha, but an older brother of the Rasha, there's no discrete. That's the accepted stack of the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, why is that so? So, I'm running out of place here. I'll just write it over here. Rasha. So again, what's the facts? The facts are that according to the Shulchan Aruch, passes like the Rambam, and parents of the Rasha you have to honor, but an older brother of the Rasha, you're not chayav.
Or the case by the brother,
Shulchan
Aruch? The
younger brother, the older brother cursed him, and the other...
Because of that we don't want to favor, Torah, so...
I mean...
What's the time?
He has a drasha, Osa Masa Amcha. There's no mitzvah to to honor an older brother who is a Rosh. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It emerges that three people away from each other. In Sif Yudches, he says, to honor a parent who is a Rosh. And in Sif Chof Gimel, he says, you don't also honor an older brother who is a Rosh. The question is, how do you square those things? Why is that so? Yes. But if parents don't know the Kiddush Ha'inu, you have to honor. The parents, you know, is a Rosh, you still honor according to the psak of the Mechav. So why this... you know, you could argue for Sphira, but assuming that this is not Sphira, the Shulchan Aruch is consistent, so, you know, why would...
What's the star of the Rambam? Whether it's a Karsa Tov or Tov Shemaim, either way, it doesn't make
sense. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, I think, there's a Gemara. Okay, so the topic is honoring, honoring your parents as a Raja, but there is, that's the Sakhla Rambam. So how could this fit into the Chakira? Try to explain, why is it that by Rosh Ha'inu Chayav, there is no obligation to honor a brother who is a Rosh. So, I'm not sure myself, but I think you could argue that if it's an independent mitzvah, well, let's talk about this time. If it's part of the mitzvah of aim, then what? Maybe the parents don't want you to honor the brother who is a Rosh, and therefore there's no mitzvah. That, I think, you know, is a central sparah. Again, it depends how open-minded the parents are. But if the parents, you know, don't think it's healthy for the younger siblings to be honoring the older siblings with an axe murder, not such good chinuch, so maybe part of the mitzvah kibbutz aim, though, it's pashut. It's more pashut. There's no chiyuv, it's more understandable. Whereas if it's an independent mitzvah, the older brother is like a mini-parent, so it's hard to understand. If it's a mini-parent, you have to honor a parent as a Rosh, maybe you should honor the older brothers in Russia, it's more of a tarachia. It's more of a tarachia. Why that's so? Yes?
It's based on a status. You're an older sibling by the Russian.
Regardless,
like
yes.
Yeah.
In economics. So, so
why like, status? But I can't do that status.
Right. So the question is, why is the halakha not like that? So I don't really know.
There's
only Drabanan, where he's saying Drabanan, so Chazal didn't think it was appropriate to honor. Any other time? Yes.
If you say the older brother's kavod comes from the parent,
right,
and the parent says, I don't want you to honor your brother, I understand on one side it comes from.
Right.
The other side is, even if it's not independent, if it's dependent on the parent, how can a parent tell you not to have respect for another human being?
Oh, the Michas Chinuch makes that point. I skipped over it. The Michas Chinuch in source number 13, it's just like a parent who tells you Chal Shabbos. They can't tell you not to honor your brother. In Echanami, it's important. How it just the last Nafkamina.
Can we get
the
parents?
Yes.
The parents want to have Shalom in the house.
Yeah.
One of the oldest brothers is a Russian Rush, but the parents say, I don't care. We want you to respect him anyway. That's what we want him to get along.
So you're saying thumbs up. Maybe this is not so much. Maybe it's still terrible.
If it's on
mitzvah,
then you lose
the
taki,
lose it, because his clothes are over. The last thought for me, which actually almost happened to me, I was born on Dalit Adar Beth. Had I been born 4 days earlier, this could have happened. If you look at the Surah number 21, the Shulchan Aruch, it's just 23 rather, well, I'll give you the background. A child twins, I'm a twin. So one child was born on Chaf Tet Adar Aleph, and the other child was born 20 minutes later on Chaf Aleph Adar Bet. So when they come to 13 years old, so there's only one other. So the halakha is Nisach and Shulchan Aruch, that the kid who was born first is Bar Mitzvah a month later. Mm-hmm. Meaning the child who was born on Chaf Tet, he was born first. Chaf Tet, his Bar Mitzvah will be Chaf Tet Adar. The child who was born 20 minutes later is going to be Bar Mitzvah a whole month earlier on Aleph Adar. That's the fact of the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting case. Again, like I said, it could have happened to me 4 days off. The question becomes, who is the older brother? Who is the older brother? The one who was born first on Chaptet, or the one who's Bar Mitzvah first on Aleph? This is the Machlokes of the Achronim. Okay, it's the anybody who's reacted to that. I think most people assume that if the year of our mitzvah is also an Ibrior, if the year of our mitzvah has two others, then it's Pasha, the one born first, is Bar Mitzvah
right
first, and then he's the Bechor. But if the year he's Bar Mitzvah is a Shana Peshuta, there's only one Adar, so what emerges is the one born first is Bar Mitzvah later, and the one born later is Bar Mitzvah first, then the question becomes forever. But I just thought I understand.
Talking about before.
Someone respectable says that, even that is.
Okay, but okay, I'm not sure if this is a consensus, but at least it's not the fact of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Chacham argues within the Shulchan Aruch, the fact, if you look here, in text number 23, again, the Halachas Ketanos, he says, Shuv Gzeres HaMelechi, V'chai Gavna D'Rav Yavod Sayer, the Gzeres HaKosov, that the older one has to, the one born on Chavtet, is considered the younger brother, even though he was born earlier. The one who is born on Chavtet has to honor his younger brother, who is really halachically his older brother, because the year of the Bar Mitzvah, the one born on Aleph was Bar Mitzvah earlier, even though he was born later. And that's how the halachah Ketanos Paskin. Whereas the Shvuz Yaakov argues, thank you. Hagadol Mamish, Hanolad Rishon, the one who was born earlier, he's the older brother. I don't care if he's Bar Mitzvah later, he was born earlier, and therefore he's considered the older brother. This is an interesting concept about halachic reality, meaning the older brother isn't necessarily the one who was born first. Halachic reality, in its own halachic process, he's Bar Mitzvah first, he's the older brother, even though he was born second. Pardon?
Why do we care about the Bar Mitzvah all the time? Because there's something else about Bar Mitzvah, but
that's
nothing to do with
it. So, you're asking an important question. Why should Bar Mitzvah be
Hodeya? It doesn't make sense with Hodeya that if the 13 years of leap year, then the Chavtet one has Bar Mitzvah first. I think you have to hold that, according to Hodeya, that even if the Bar Mitzvah year is a leap year, the Chavtet brother has his Bar Mitzvah later.
Why?
It only makes no sense, but it depends on which year you were born, which of their Bar Mitzvahs to fall out.
I think when there are Mitzvahs, I'm not sure.
But they didn't have
Chai Mitzvahs. They didn't have Chai Mitzvahs, and that affects other brothers. I'm not sure why, but that's what they're assuming.
A humble Talmud Chacham sitting next to me says, that's when you become
Father Gadol. You're almost signing that when you're a Gadol, you're Achicha Gadol. You only have Gadol when you're 13.
Right.
Interesting.
Then there would be an afternoon in terms of when it kicks in. Maybe it's just
being
left tonight, so then you
can
say that. Meaning, at what
point? Maybe it's only assuming that you're a mini carrier.
5 years old, what are you doing a mini carrier? You're not doing anything for the.
Right. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch by achdal? You have two kids, one is 5, 1 is 3. Should you mechanic your 3 year old with Avid your 5 year old? Okay. Okay, this is an important question. What I wanted to find out, again, it's
David,
not Mukhok, but you have a question of Paul. So if it's an independent mitzvah, so you tell me, if it's an independent mitzvah, well, let's start with the other side. If it's a question of what the parents want, so the parents certainly want that piece. The kid is all born earlier, it says on his birth certificate, chafet. So that he's the oldest brother, keep it simple, maybe you say, Hanol and Rishon is the Bechor. Whereas if it's a halachic reality, the mini parent, maybe since he came by Mitzvah first, he is the older brother. And, Hanol and Sheni, who's Bar Mitzvah first, would be considered, the Bechor, the pension. So just to summarize it.
First, we are coming to Shita, though, right?
The Shvi Yaakov says this is not included. And therefore, it's the Shitaso, he holds Nola Cheney, is the.
Because he put both of the.
No,
other
way around.
That was
my question. Because if it's been in Bechor,
yeah.
Then it should fall into all the other categories of Bechor.
So these Shuvahs talk about, they're not about Achagadol, but it's brought that to Eragadol. The Shuvahs are really about Chalitza. There's a mitzvah to Chalitza of Achagadol. The question is, who's the Achagadol? So there's Bechor, Yerusha, there's Chalitza, there are a lot of areas of Allah. You have to start analyzing, are the same or different? It could be everybody agrees to Bechor, so the one born earlier is the Bechor. This is a different halacha, so it gets very confusing. I don't want to get into it, but it's a good halacha. So just to summarize, we analyze here a very basic question. What is the nature of the mitzvah to honor an older sibling? Is it it's part of the mitzvah of honoring a parent? The parents want there to be peace and harmony in the family and just keep things simple. Or is it really an independent mitzvah, that the Bechor is, or the Achgadol is, on some level, many parents, they explore another idea, some are more than others. I just want to conclude with an idea from the B'nai Yisachar, Agra de Pirka. Kosku Talmid, verse number 25, Kosku Talmid HaBesh, Rizor Be'omdo Yimotaso, when a person gets up in the morning, she has a machshava rishon, she dibor rishon, mamaita rishon, shem yisbara. The first thing you do, same with Ani. The first thing you do a mitzvah. Why is it significant, with the expression to get out of the bed on the right foot? The right side. You do one mitzvah, mitzvah continues. It's like an older, like a before. The invoked this halacha of kibud akarol to somehow emphasize the fact that the older child sets a certain tone in the family. The older kid is, you know, learning the mitzvah and sets a certain tone, and therefore, you know, mitzvah goreish mitzvah, it speaks about really the idea of having a firm foundation. If you start with a firm foundation, you do a mitzvah, then you can continue. I'm very grateful for both my parents for giving me a foundation for a mitzvah. And the shir should be really nishmas my mother, Ella Shalom. I want to make a siyum, the end of Horyos, just very briefly, and then we'll enjoy from these wonderful refreshments.